Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily brought to you today, powered by HEB's Alkaline Water, HEB brand, orange label, 9.5 plus pH ionized hydration. Really good, solid water. If you're going to drink water, bottled water, that is, this Alkaline is one of two or three brands. Essentia and Alkaline are the two brands that HEB Alkaline, I guess, is what I hear you should be drinking. I know the Essentia. Are you sure this is one?
I've never had it.
I think this HEB brand. I think this is one. I know the Essentia's one. But today, we are powered by Alkaline HEB water. Big shout out to HEB. I'm a big shopper at HEB. You shop at HEB, Ron?
Yeah, big shopper.
Tyler, you shop at HEB?
That is where I get my groceries.
I got a $200 gift card in at home that I hadn't used. I've had it for about a year and a half now. I gotta go ahead and get that to the wife. You know, I may use that when I have the drive cookout that I still owe you guys. I may use that when we do that. What do y'all think? Y'all about ready for that cookout?
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll heat the hot tub up. I'll heat the hot tub up.
We have moved into November, haven't we?
We are. It's 80 degrees today, though, boys. We'll get it done. Hey, just a little reminder out there to everybody. Today is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and this is a big game. H-Town, this is a big game, baby. Texans Ticket Tuesday. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets in the 5 o'clock hour today. Who are these tickets courtesy of, Ron? Do you know? Who are they courtesy of? Just Texans?
Just the Texans.
Sports Radio 610. I'll be
stump
damned.
Me on that one.
I'll be damned. Also this week with a Thursday night primetime game, you see, there is no Thirsty Thursday. Now, you can have you a Thirsty Thursday, but our schedule's a little different because we're going to be off air early on Thursday. We'll be off air at 4:15. But it ain't going to be a Thirsty Thursday for us. But, Ron, it is going to be one of them old wet Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's going to be ready a wet, one, wet Wednesday, Tyler. Not for you, Tyler, because you got to stay in the studio. We are going to be up in Spring, Buffalo Wild Wings, Tyler. Richie Road and 45, Buffalo Wild Wings for that old wet Wednesday, y'all.
That's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow. Right. Come on through and hang out with us. Richie Road and 45, Buffalo Wild Wings up in Spring. And then... Thursday, like I said, we'll be back in the studio for a couple hours. You can still tune in and get old T-Mill, Dirty, and Show for a couple, about 2:15 before Seth and Sean will take over for the pregame show in primetime primetime Thursday night football. But Football Friday, we will be at Walk-Ons in Katy. So that old reaction Friday, huh?
How about that?
We got a little wet Wednesday and a reaction Friday coming for you at Walk-Ons in Katy. Is that the same Walk-Ons where we witnessed the affair where they had some drinks, some shots, and left?
I don't think that was
clearly Katy. Had some heavy petting and came back. That was Spring.
I think it's a different one. I don't think that was Katy.
It was up Spring way, I think.
Yeah.
But, well, Katy,
have them come on down.
Challenge. See what the Katy Walk-Ons can bring to the table. But today, it's not only a Ticket Tuesday. It is a Tape Drop Tuesday. We got a short week coming here, obviously. So, kind of mixing in a little bit about last week's game. Still a little bit of reaction to do with that All-22 tape dropping today. And obviously getting you ready for the Thursday night primetime matchup with the Bills. Tape Drop Tuesday. Just putting a bow on the Texans' win in Nashville, 16-13. What did the tape show? Well, Davis Mills was better than I thought. I knew Davis Mills was clutch, that very last throw at the end, 13-13 ball game, 3rd and 16. And he makes a perfect throw to Nico Collins. Nico Collins makes a great grab. They keep the drive alive. They keep rolling. They kick a field goal to win this thing 16-13. I knew he was clutch. I knew they came out at halftime and got Nico the ball, and I knew they had a really good second half. But as I watched this film, a lot of Texans fans out there wonder, man, I heard it. I heard it in the postgame show. Hell, we heard it on Reaction Monday right here. First half, what the hell happened? That was awful. That offense sucks. Davis Mills sucks. Nick Caley sucks. I hate to break it to y'all, but that wasn't the case. Mm. They had 4 legit drives in the first half. 2 of them should have ended in points. Christian Kirk drops a touchdown on one of them. Then you take the sack on 4th down, which nobody was open, so you don't score there. You turn the ball over on downs. And then a couple of drives later, you're driving down, and you was inside of 30. I mean, you're definitely in field goal range. And on 3rd down, Davis Mills takes a sack that pushed him outside the 40, and with Kaimi Fairbairn out and a backup kicker in, we chose to punt at that time. And so that obviously took points off the board. But the long drives by the Texans, one decent drive by, at least where they held the ball a little bit, by the Titans, chewed up really the entire first half. And if you look at it, yes, the Texans did shoot themselves in the foot. You can't take the sack in that situation when you're in field goal range. Tell guys all the time, right? When you get in field goal range, no sacks, no penalties, no turnovers. That's your job as a quarterback. Don't take points off the board. Davis Mills took points off the board right there. And then, again, on the other end of it, did take the sack on 4th down. There was nobody to throw the ball to, so even if you'd have thrown it away, we'd have turned the ball over on downs. The key there was the drop by Christian Kirk, ultimately. I believe there was a penalty mixed in there because you had him down inside the 5-yard line again after the Higgins catch.
Yeah.
So it got a little ugly down there. But overall, the offense, other than, again, once again, the inability to punch it in, the offense was really humming pretty good. In the second half, Ron, 6 possessions, 4 scores. The second half was pretty good. But Davis Mills, like I said, Davis Mills was tremendous. What I went through, and, Ron, I thought there was 15 good to great throws throughout this game for Davis Mills. And as a backup quarterback, I would say that's a big number. As I watch the film as well with Davis, I would say that there's a 90-plus percent. It's probably significantly high 90s probably. There was probably about 3 times, Ron, where there was a pass play called and the ball wasn't going to the right place. Now, whether it was caught or not, just according to the coverage, and what was available or what wasn't available, the ball was going to the right place. So clearly Davis Mills was seeing their defense really well and making good decisions. And I thought he had great command at the line of scrimmage. You just heard him in that last in our last segment, the presser, where he said breaking the huddle early, getting the line of scrimmage, making the defense declare, gives you a better, more clear look. And it clearly Davis Mills against that team, right, against the Titans, was doing that, and contrary to the scoreboard, he was doing it for 4 quarters, not just in the second half. Number one. Number two, Nick Caley. We've been really hard on Nick Caley. I want to once again tip my cap. Nick Caley was really good. As I said, 2 of the first 4 drives in the first half should have ended in points. 4 of the 6 second half drives did end in points. And Nico coming out of halftime, when you talk about an adjustments perspective, Ron, the way that they fed Nico, particularly coming, really the whole game, but particularly coming out at halftime,
I wonder who was behind
impressive.
That.
I don't know. But it was it was impressive. The play calling, there was, whether it was quick game, whether they're moving the pocket, whether it was the boot game, whether it was taking shots, the play calling was really, really good against the Titans. Now, as I said before, just kind of keeping track here, I thought the play calling was significantly better in the Denver game than 15 points. As we saw, Davis Mills left two or three throws on the field that he wished he had back that I think would have changed that game. And then you go to Jacksonville, and I know it took a 19-point fourth quarter from the offense to win that game, but Nick Caley was good throughout that game as well. And then this week, I thought Nick Caley took the first half off, but when I watched the film, that just wasn't the case. He was really, really good. Ron, we talked a little bit, and again, not enough about this. We just heard Davis Mills talking about it. But Higgins, the young fella, I said yesterday on Reaction Monday that Higgins is coming. This offense is different when Higgins is coming.
D'Amico said he's been here.
Well, I disagree. Yeah, I just disagree with D'Amico. I've watched every bit of film. I've watched every game, obviously. The last 2 weeks, there's been a different Higgins. I mean, he's moving at a different speed. He's moving at a different pace. He's not, and it appears to me like he's not thinking. There were two plays right on the film this week. One of them was a throw to him that was an incomplete on a little slant from the slot to the quarterback's left. And I could tell, it's almost like he's thinking, should I cross the DB's face or should I go over the top of him? You know what I mean? He's not making good, quick. He didn't at this point make a good, quick decision. Every other snap I saw him on the field, he made a good, quick decision. And when he's playing fast, when he's playing free, when he's not thinking and just playing, he's got a chance to be special, Ron. And right now, opposite Nico Collins, you don't have to be, I mean, anything super special. You're going to get opportunities. Just go make plays.
Well, also, he has like a, you know, especially for a rookie when, and I think this kind of can go to any position that you play, but especially for a rookie, if you have like a certain skill set or something that can maybe get you through before you learn everything, like, you know, one that would make sense, Lamar.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he didn't have all the throws or knew the offense.
Survive, yeah.
But he could survive with that one skill set that could, you know, keep him on the field. Yeah. His size, it looks like, is what they're starting to take advantage of. Well, he may not know all the routes or run everything, like you just said, but the size, and they're using that.
Well, I don't know if this was by plan, Ron, but if you kind of look how this thing has kind of unfolded here, is he's really, when I said no, so all the keyboard warriors out there relax, but he's really surviving with the stop route underneath. He caught a sprint stop route. He caught just a straight, which, by the way, I love the simplicity of Nick Caley using the hitch and the stop and the pivot route. Just the, hey, man, the corner's soft. Run up 5 yards and stop, and I'm going to stick it in your face mask. Like passing up those free yards makes me sick. Nick Caley's done a good job of that recently. But if you look, corner soft, Ron, we've seen him just run a hitch or a stick route and the quarterback give him the football. The corner pressed, we've seen him run the fade route and catch it last week. We've seen him, they've thrown it to him a handful of times. We've seen it, right? And then all of a sudden, you also throw in that wrinkle of that bang where you sail the fade and then cross face at that 12 to 15 yard range. We've seen him catch a couple of touchdowns with that play right there. When you're opposite Nico Collins, if you've got a system that'll give you the ball versus a soft corner, if you've got a quarterback that'll trust you on the fade, you're going to have the ability to hit that bang anytime that you want to. And just that, those three routes right there with his build and his youth too, keep it simple, let him play fast. Just those three routes right there. When you're not Nico Collins, obviously Nico's got to do more, right? But when you're opposite Nico Collins, we need to keep you simple, stupid, let you play fast. This is all we're going to ask you to do. If I get a soft corner, the quarterback can trigger over there any point. If I get a press corner and the situation's right, I'm going to throw the fade, which he's been really good at, and he's gaining confidence in, right? And then when we need a specialty play, we got you in the red zone, they close the middle of the field, whatever. If they leave a corner high outside, then we can hit you on the bang route and get you moving through a window. That is that is enough right there to for the young guy to have some success, and that's really what we're seeing.
Yeah, his not only has his production, but his opportunities have really picked up the last 2 weeks, and we'll see if that continues against Buffalo, because I think this is a game they're going to need to score more, or at least try to hold the ball more and use more of their weapons coming up. All right, as we continue, we'll hear from Davis Mills a little bit, or I'm sorry, from Nick Cayley a little bit later on in the hour. And remember, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. But there's some Astros news, and Nick Caserio, he was on with the guys, and one of the most interesting things that he talked about. We'll let you hear that coming up next. Musical chairs with the offensive line again. Musical chairs with the offensive line again.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I didn't know you joined in.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In on that. I didn't know that you timed it and went. Did you go higher in that?
Yeah, I'm an alto.
Did you? So when I went, what was it I said? I can't remember what I said. The musical chairs of the offensive line again. And then you went up. I didn't notice it.
I wasn't singing. I was just giving you kind of like a bass beat to go with.
Were you? I thought when I said it twice that then you came in on the third time and you went up.
No, I
thought
I was
that
going,
when I first heard that, I thought you went. The musical chairs on the offensive line again. The musical chairs on the offensive line. I thought you went up. I thought you. Okay.
I thought you had thought of something at home and was fixing to let it ride, and then you ran out.
I'll harmonize with you next time.
I did. Tyler's weird, man.
You just now figuring that out?
I am too, but not because of that number. No, but because my man said, I said to Tyler, I said, you go to someone's house, there's a doorbell. Do you knocker, you ring the doorbell. And he said, oh, I'm a knocker. Who does that?
I'm a knocker.
If there's a doorbell there, you don't ring
first.
The doorbell?
I knock before I even look for the doorbell.
Really?
Usually yeah. Knock, hullabaloo, connect, connect, you know,
I don't
the whole Aggie
that.
Thing.
I do not do that. I just give you a good firm.
I hunt the doorbell, which is generally right there for you to see, but I hit the doorbell and I ring it. Now, if there's not a doorbell, then you knock. Like, you're at a...
I'm a big doorbell guy. If I can't really? See you sitting in your living room or anything. Like, if you're in the back room or something, maybe you can't hear my knock, then the doorbell's...
But you walk up to the door and your first instinct is...
I'm a knock. Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't even look for the little button.
That's your first... Really? Whoop! 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, Joel Hernandez, 81. Are you go to the door. You hit the doorbell or you knock? That is strange to me.
I also... You really want to know what a part of it is, too, for
Scott, me? And don't text in about breast.
I mean, you what's can always text in about breast.
I like
breast.
Knockers. That's what people
knockers.
Are talking about. No, I'm
well
saying...
Played.
That is
well
that is strange. Walk well up, played. Doorbell there, and...
So it really pisses me off.
I don't
off
want to
whenever,
sound like police. That's my thinking.
Well, that's a good point. But you ring the doorbell, the puppers go crazy. So I try to help folks out with
that. I'm living right, so I'm not. You can knock on my door however you want to. I ain't worried about the police.
I just don't want nobody like, damn, who is that?
5-0.
Because that's what I'm thinking. If I hear somebody like you gonna do, you came to my house before. I don't think you knocked. Maybe I saw you.
I don't know what we did. My wife maybe beat me to the door.
Yeah, I'm a knocker.
Someone text us. That's a text in. I've not seen a person that hits the doorbell texted.
Everybody's knocking.
Knock. Definitely knock first. Can't stand the doorbell. I ring the doorbell if I know you. I knock if I don't. What? You better knock on my door. The doorbell doesn't work. All right, at that point, then, if I hit the doorbell multiple times, nobody comes, then I'll knock. Really? That is... Joel, always
go
for the doorbell.
So you even knock after the doorbell.
Well, if I ring the doorbell and nobody has come, then I would think, well, they're not hearing it, and I'll go for the knock.
Okay. See, I do the opposite. I would think the doorbell...
Text line coming
through.
I'm guessing it's a thing. It's because you're not from Texas. We knock here.
I'm probably going to peek through your side glass, too, see if I can see in the living room. What the hell's wrong with Ron, man? Are you answering? Wait a minute.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Wait a minute. What's Ron doing? What's Ron doing in there? Ron got them neon striped panties on he's always wearing. What's he got?
I think if they're expecting me, it's a knock.
Is that my boy Ron?
Unexpected doorbell. Yeah, man. Knock for me is the absolute last resort.
Really?
Yeah. Unless I'm walking to a condo or something.
Well, I feel like I know you well enough where I'll knock as I'm opening the door.
You're coming in open.
Just knock, knock. Hey, how you like it?
You have had to get in without me there. Get a text. Now, are you sure it's this bag of charcoal you want me to take? All right. Some Astros news. Today was a deadline for players to reject their qualifying offers, and with no shock, Framber Valdez definitely went ahead and declined his, but it's also the deadline to add players to the 40-man roster for Rule 5 protection. And Miguel Yolola, I believe that's how we're going to go with that, is been added to the Astros 40-man roster. But the thing with that, Clint, that then means that Ramon Urias is DFA'd, the guy they traded for. In the middle of the season from the Orioles, played second, played short third. He is a DFA'd. Fangraphs predicted that he would get just a little over $4 million in arbitration. So that solves one of the. We always like, what are they going to do in the infield? They got all these guys here, and Urias was one of them. So I guess they solved one piece of that.
Well, Urias was one of them that when we talked about it, we didn't even mention him.
But there were so many guys.
We didn't get deep enough for Urias. So not no surprise that he's moving on.
Yeah. So that's that is the latest there with the Astros. If you missed Nick Caserio, he was on with the fellas Payne and Pendergast this morning. About 30 to almost 40 minutes he was on with them this morning.
Pendergast and Pain.
Sure, that show too. You can check at around 7:30. He was on nonstop there, so if you want to catch it in its entirety. I thought it was interesting. Sean asked him about Joe Mixon, the Joe Mixon situation. The one we had Mike Florio, and he said he just gave up. He just said hell with it. I think most
the
everyone
Texans
has
on the complete and total crap storm this year.
I don't remember when that was, but
you could probably guess.
He probably gave up, Jack. He probably gave up on that, but here was Nick Caserio's response as he does go in onto the Joe Mixon situation.
Where are we with Joe Mixon from a standpoint of, are we just basically kind of just leaving the door ajar all season for the possibility here, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we've approached it. Look, I know we've been asked about this multiple times, and it's not, I'm trying to be like evasive. It's just a very like gray situation. And, you know, Joe's worked at it, and there are times when he's made progress and other times when the progress has kind of stalled there a little bit. So, I mean, players in his status or situation are on a reserve list until they're not. Joe's doing everything he can. Obviously, we're getting pretty late in the game here. I don't want to, establish any sort of expectations or, a month ago or whatever it was, I mentioned we probably have a better idea here, in the next 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it was. I don't think we have any more clarity at this point. So I think at this point, he's out until he's not. And again, it's just a very, I would say, gray. There's kind of a lot of ambiguity, not a lot of clarity. It's nobody's fault. It's just the reality of the situation. So I'd say that's kind of where we are.
Ooh, that's exhausting right there, trying to keep up.
Oh. So it's a gray area here. He's back. He's out until he's not.
I mean, there's never, what are we in right now? What is it, 5-5 with the bye weeks, week 12? I mean, we're at a point where you got to think the best thing for the Texans to do on the Joe Mixon front is just say, hey, Joe's not going to play this year. We're shooting for 2026.
I mean, he's not playing, right?
You know, well, I mean, he doesn't even know how to answer the question.
He said he is out until he's not. He said Joe's working towards it. There have been some steps forward.
A lot of gray area.
Setbacks.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, look, the general manager doesn't even know how to answer that question, which at this point, again, like I said, it's week 12, man. We got 6 weeks of football left.
Last we heard, we saw he was at one of the games, and then
he was on the escalator behind Brandon Scott.
And then he was at one of the games. As you said it, that's a little odd there. He's on the escalator behind Brandon Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's at one of the games, and then when the question was posed to D'Amico, he said, I got nothing on that front.
Yeah.
I don't know where you rank them since we've been here. The Justin Britt and this Joe Mixon situation.
Christian Harris last year was
but
good.
But at least Christian,
Justin
though,
Britt was
but,
good.
But Christian, we at least got, like, they talked. They said a little bit more because he eventually played.
Yeah.
Right? This one here, they just stopped talking about those two individuals. It's like they don't exist anymore. It's just the damnedest thing. All right, coming up, Nick Cayley. He spoke to the media ahead of this game. We'll hear from him.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. A big day here. We've heard from Henry Toa Toa in the 2 o'clock hour. We've heard from D'Amico Ryans and Davis Mills. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. So make sure you're listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets. And you can be in the building for Thursday's huge game against the Buffalo Bills at NRG. Let's head out to NRG and hear from Nick Cayley, the offensive coordinator.
The question was about what Davis has been able to do, you know, considering he's had to come in, you know, suddenly after losing CJ.
I just think he's been really, really consistent. I mean, he has been the same guy, again, since I got here. But just poised, works hard. He's studying around the clock. Good dialogue back and forth. I mean, just he's really into it. Has great command, ownership, all those things. So I've been really pleased with him.
When it comes to the Bills' defense, what are some of the, maybe give them more points maybe in the past, what are some things you see from them? You obviously have a background seeing them in the past, too.
Yeah, I mean they're well coached. They've been that way, you know, since Sean's been there. I mean they're coordinated at every level, at all three levels. You know, they play really, really hard. They have a system with a lot of continuity in it. Aggressive players at the line of scrimmage. They don't give up many explosives. They rally and play hard to the football. I mean they're a well coached team that swarms the ball. They generate turnovers. I mean it's a really good, well coached defense with good players. So they've been consistent with that, you know, for a long time.
What are some of the things that you did during in the spring and through training camp to have Davis prepared for this type of situation?
Well, I think, you know, he took a lot of reps in the spring, took a lot of reps in training camp as well. But I think just giving, you know, just putting him through the you know, foundation piece where we built the offense up, and he's had a ton of reps and he's engaged and works at it. And whether it's getting reps on the side, you know, even through the season, earlier in the season, going and getting work on extra work on his own, he's put a lot of time in. So, I mean, you know, just continuing to move forward and push through with reps and getting those guys, you know, especially in training camp, in the OTA and the phase two process.
I'm going to do a focus for you in this game specifically. Excuse me, is scheming up the run game. I know you guys want to run it well in every game. Run it well in some games, maybe not as well in others, but in this specific matchup against the Bills, how much?
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying. You know, we want to establish the run. I mean, that's what we always try to do. That's what I believe in. That's what we believe in. So, I mean, it's, you know, nothing more, nothing less. That's what we try to attack every single week. Some weeks are better than others. But, you know, we got to play a balanced game. We got to obviously control the line of scrimmage. I think that's consistent. There's really good fronts and defenses in this league that we play every single week. So it doesn't really change the approach from 1 week to the other. We know what we got to do, and we got to do, you know, consistently better job, you know, throughout the course of the game in that regard.
How do you feel
Jarrett and Trent did in their second action in those spots, and then Titus back at guard. How'd you feel like he did in this one?
Yeah, no, I thought they did a good job. You know, again, just continuing to get some reps with those guys together. But they competed. You know, again, was it perfect? No, but I thought they played really, really tough. I thought they played hard. They finished. And I think you've seen that, you know, throughout the course of the season, but just called the last couple weeks. I know I think maybe you asked that last week or somebody did. But I was pleased with the way that they competed, and there's still a lot of room for growth. And then, you know, it was always good getting Titus. Titus is smart. He's got, you know, good flexibility. He's tough. He's, you know, he's a physical player. So always good to get him back out there, too.
Comfort level like with Davis now heading into the third game as compared to heading into the first?
I have a lot of confidence in him, you know, from the start. I would say the one thing that you get to do is as we get more time on task with each other, you know, you just get an opportunity to have more dialogue and we can, you know, obviously modify some things that we have and we've got our system. And then, you know, each player is a little bit different relative to some things, whether it's a concept that they might have higher on a priority board than others that's within our system, but just getting more dialogue really and being able, the biggest thing is being able to see the game through the same set of eyes. So while I'm calling it, while he's out there, we understand what we're trying to get done, and we can, you know, we can speak on those things and make adjustments and stuff like that. And he's really into that, so I've been really pleased with that.
How much do you involve him in training camp or in like week two when he's not going to play, and catering an offensive scheme to him even though he's not playing, and then changing things when he is playing? Like, how do you go about that?
Well, we have our system. Okay, we have our system, our core plays, whether it's our core run game, our core priority quicks, dropbacks, play passes, stuff, and then obviously whatever our game plan elements are, we're gonna use that relative to the opponent, what we feel the strength of our players are. I mean, he's in the quarterback room, he's been in the quarterback room, so it's a shared ownership with that entire room. May there be a player, you know, two that maybe one guy might prefer a little bit more than another. Sure, that happens wherever you go. So I think it's, you know, we try to just be able to do what's right each week for the opponent for we have, and obviously you always want the player that's under center having a comfort level with those things as you call them, and so that you can understand, and we, you know, him and myself and our staff, what we're trying to get out of it and be able to, you know, coordinate it the right way through his eyes.
To get Jalen Noel more playing time.
He's done a good job. I think it's just, you know, again, we have a bunch of receivers. We have a deep receiver room. We try to mix the groupings in there. You know, and sometimes, again, you know, the flow dictates otherwise, but I have a lot of faith in Jalen Noel, you know, and he'll play a lot of football for us. And, you know, there's nothing he's done that would prevent me from having faith in him. Got all the faith in him.
We got time for a few more, y'all, in the locker room.
But just going back to the offensive line, yep. Question from Cody earlier.
Yep.
You guys week to week are trying to decide that best five, putting out that best five. What are y'all as a staff looking for?
Consistency. Consistency in terms of execution. And you know, again, that starts in practice. That starts, you know, it started. We have a body of work that now, you know, more than halfway through a regular season. But that's really what we're looking for. You know, consistently good, not occasionally great. Just being the same guy every single day and just, you know, continuing to move forward and get better. And, you know, obviously there's injuries and stuff that dictate some of the rotation of some of those guys. But that's what we're looking for. And again, you got guys like you mentioned, Titus. Like he's played a lot of football. And he's played outside, inside, and, you know, all those things. We have a bunch of guys with some flex, which I'm thankful that we do. You know, I really am.
You all have been able to get Nico the ball consistently throughout the game the past 2 weeks. Do you feel like you've found the best ways to get him involved in this offense?
I think Nico's done a great job of you know, executing and making some big he's a great player. I think we're always trying to obviously, you know, keep him at the focal point of our offense, and, you know, love getting him the ball. He makes plays. He's got aggressive hands. He's a dynamic playmaker, and he's a great teammate. So, I mean, that doesn't change from week to week for us.
Into when to be aggressive and not aggressive at the end of the first half.
I mean, we always want to be aggressive. I think, you know, there's times where, you know, you're trying to, you know, if you shoot yourselves in the foot and we're in first and 20s and stuff like that, obviously you want to continue, you want to try to move the ball forward. But I think just trying to always be able to move the ball forward, establish the run, and then be able to, you know, take our shots. We'll take our shots, you know, and have those planned accordingly. But, you know, we're never not trying to be aggressive or move the ball. I think sometimes, you know, sometimes we can execute better. Sometimes I can come up with a better play call. I mean, it's all that. But I think, you know, just trying to be able to move the ball forward and stay on track is the biggest thing.
Thank you.
Y'all came up with some pretty big third down plays in the Tennessee game. What have you seen from y'all that's allowed y'all to be successful or allowed y'all to be successful in Tennessee?
Starting with the protection, I think, you know, being tied together in protection, I think good route detail in the pass game. I would say that extends to some of the runs and stuff, some of the scheme runs or screens too, just good execution. The guys have done a really good job when they've had opportunities to make the most of it, and it's helped us. It's helped us on those possession downs for sure.
On that third and 17, that Davis was looking at Nico, obviously the corner was kind of sinking under it, but it's at the upper top. What kind of goes into being able to make that type of throw to get it, to Nico, but you can't just beeline it to him, you kind of get it over. What kind of just goes into making that type of throw?
Conviction, trust, chemistry. I think understanding, playing a lot of football and prepping and having the throws banked into making those type of throws. I'd say, nothing more, nothing less, but a lot of conviction and trust and just great job by, two guys going and making a play in a critical part of the game.
All right. There's the OC, Nick Caley. A pretty big game coming up, not just for the Texans, but it does feel like this is a game potentially where they may have to score. I don't know 13 or 16 is going to get it done against Buffalo. This feels like a game they kind of need to score. And it feels like, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. It does feel like, to me, it seems like you think Nick Caserio is at least starting to make some progress and maybe coming to his own as a play caller here.
Nick Caley. Yeah.
Look,
he's been better. I mean, he's been better. Now, the opponents have not been Buffalo. The opponents have not been Denver, even though I think he was better than the score against Denver. And so, I think he's been better. I think the unit has been better. I think the O-line has been better. I think the supporting cast around the quarterback has been better. The quarterback has been really good. And has been really clutch for us in the last two ball games. And so, I think I've seen Nick Caley bank some good reps. I think I've seen him bank some good quarters. There's some good drives. And now, as we've said multiple times, we saw this against Baltimore. We saw this in spurts against Tennessee both weeks, both games. We saw it, against – San Francisco for a good bit, so we've seen it in spurts. It's just a matter of, can you do it more consistently, and does it translate to a better opponent? And that's where we're at. I mean, look, it shouldn't surprise anybody that a guy that gets hired to be an offensive coordinator in NFL can string a couple of quarters together, can string a couple of games together, can do some decent things with NFL players and the offensive side of the football over the span of a season. Yeah. Shouldn't surprise anybody. Being consistent and doing it against the best that the NFL has to offer is ultimately what you're graded against. And we're at that point with Nick Caley. We've seen him do some impressive things against opponents that have been ravaged by injuries or opponents that have fired their head coach and their defense just ain't worth a damn. Or maybe just a defense that's not a top tier defense. I mean, the San Francisco game was impressive, even though they've been ravaged by injuries defensively.
It was just Bosa and Warner.
Yeah, just two of the best at their position in the league. No big deal. So it's just a matter of, can you do it consistently and can you do it often enough to give this team a chance to win meaningful games? And this is one of those meaningful games right now. So, yeah, I think I've got a lot more confidence in the offense right now than I think most.
You should, yeah. The Jags one was a good one. They played a lot better offensively the second game against the Jags than they did the first one, and the Jags had a lot of their guys.
Yeah, look at the Denver game.
With a backup quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, look at the Denver game. That is a legit, really good defense. And your backup quarterback has to go in, and your backup quarterback misses two or three throws that would have absolutely changed the game. And so it wasn't that Nick Caley didn't draw those up. It wasn't that Nick Caley didn't have the throw in the ocean there, right? Your quarterback's internal clock was sped up because he hadn't seen a lot of run this year, and he let the ball go too early on one. His clock was sped up, so he let it go too early and missed high on both of them, actually. Nick Caley has consistently been better, and, you can argue that he's creating plenty of opportunity for the offense to score points, right? Catch the football, if you're a quarterback and it's an easy read, it's a 1-2 read, damn it, get off one and go to two. Right? I mean, that when you get down there, there's things that have been missed the last 3 weeks that'll cost you a game like it did against Denver versus a good team. Right? Jacksonville, Tennessee, you can afford to miss a couple of those. You can afford to miss a couple of throws. You can afford to maybe not have the best goal line stand or short yardage off. Buffalo, you're not going to be able to. Indianapolis, you're not going to be able to. Kansas City, you're not going to be able to. So we'll see.
Hey, maybe. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock fire. Let's look at the injury report. Obviously, there's some big news with the Texans. We'll let you know about that. But there's also ones to watch for the Bills as well. That's coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.